Good morning.
Back when all of this started, the protests that is, it seemed like the opponents of the governor's initiatives were winning the day. What happened?
One of the difficulties, particularly with the recall of Scott Walker, is that he had just been elected. He was 1 year in when these recall protests took place. And I think a lot of people, a lot of the public in Wisconsin said he needs to be given his chance. And so as a result, the recall failed.
So that, in your estimation, is how a movement that would appear to have been quite deep and quite wide just didn't come through with results.
I think the great depth of the protest came from his decision to get the state assembly to vote down collective bargaining rights for unions. And I think that single item, it wasn't having the teachers or the public workers pay more of their health care or more of their pension benefits. It was that denial of collective bargaining rights. And I think that if the protest had focused on that more, something may have come of that. But we'll never know. And so I think the protest moving simply to recall him because of that or because of other things also, but simply to recall him was perhaps misguided, although it's easy with hindsight to say so.
Your book is a compilation of essays. Is there any prevailing thoughts among these essayists as to what happened, or are the thoughts really all over the map?
The thoughts are all over the map. Paul Gilk's idea for the book, it was his idea to get this collection of essays, was simply this: use the Scott Walker election as a springboard, he said to all the people. Use the Scott Walker election as a springboard, and then write about what's going on. It could be in Wisconsin, it could be in the country, it could be in general. He took all Midwestern writers, and and they wrote a whole collection of essays. All the writers are progressive in tone, but they're not all talking politics.
2011 was a huge year for uprisings around the world, from Wisconsin to the Arab Spring to the Occupy movement. How do you think the Wisconsin protests will be viewed by historians years to come?
One of the essays is by Jeff Lee, and he says, he writes Seeing Our Struggle from Distant Shores is his essay, and he was in Lebanon at the time. I believe it was Lebanon. And so he writes about what it was like viewing what was happening here there during the Arab Spring time also. And so when I look at that, I think that what's going to happen is people are going to see a series of uprisings taking place around the world, and this is going to be one blip. And the only thing that might make it bigger is if there's future outcome. And I can't make any predictions.
Too soon
to
tell.
In that vein.
David Cast, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.